These kids are 19 years old. They got this huge season, huge thing waiting on them, and they miss the kick. I mean, is his whole life changed because of that? I know one person who's changed, the editor of Guns and Ammo magazine, when he wrote this strange editorial about restricting your gun rights. On November 5th, it came out. On November 7th, he was fired. And after that, and his name's Dick Metcalf. And he's been a writer for years and years for so many publications. But the day he got fired, his whole life changed. Like these round-the-world tours by gun companies that were taking places so he could shoot, you know, the free weapons so he could test them out. All types of perks there stopped right then. And as he said, I vanished.
Wow.
Well, hey, Dick, you wrote something in a Guns and Ammo magazine that was pro gun control. I mean, what did you expect? I mean, people may think I'm rabbing on it. I'm not, but I will listen to both sides. And I thought, well, this is a strange thing. I mean, this really is a strange editorial to have in a Guns and Ammo magazine. We're talking about the fire season is here. The fires are already 200-acre fires. We've had 60-acre fires. We were talking with some friends Saturday night at dinner, and you know we're talking about the fires that have already started in this fire season. And as we know, if we don't get some snow or rain, and we're starting to, I guess we may get some rain coming in here, our fire season is going to be horrendous. Bad Bob, I know that Brenda follows this.
Yeah, it's not looking real good. Latest runs on the programs that are that prognosticate the weather. Latest runs show no real measurable precipitation for the rest of January, and the dry pattern just continues. And barring a very very wet and unseasonably cool summer, it's going to be a little bit ugly.
It's going to go ugly early if we're already having 200-acre fires right now. In fact, I think the thing's still burning. I'm not sure. Linda?
Well, I know that you've got, you're going to get into your, I know you've got some rants here. We're going to be taking a break in a little bit. But I wanted to say something, because I have been on the air. I've got about 3 minutes before we take our 7:30 break. But I came across this article, and for many of you who are looking at the new year and, you know, you may be in your middle ages. And I found this wonderful thing that this woman, what she did in her 20s and now that she feels free to do in her midlife, 40s plus, and I love this, things that she couldn't do then that she could do now, which I feel that many of us can look on and feel better about. Number one, cook a decent meal. Two, make a killer cup of coffee. Three, tell the truth. Number four, have a healthy relationship. Number five, look past a person's flaws. Number six, even better, look past my own flaws. Number seven, stay at home on New Year's Eve. Number eight, pay my bills. Number nine, go out without makeup on. Number 10, go to the gynecologist without being embarrassed. Number 11, go to the therapist without feeling ashamed. Number 12, speak to a group of strangers. 13, buy the good wine. Number 14, handle rejection. 15, read Didion instead of Cosmo. Number 16, be happy for the other people instead of jealous. 17, ignore the trends, skinny jeans included, and wear what looks good on my body. Number 18, ignore the Kardashians, Rihanna, and every other celebrity du jour. Number 19, ignore people's nasty comments. No, I have a hard time with that, but these are great. Number 20, ignore my ex. 21, stand up for myself. 22, stand up for people I love. 23, sit at a concert. Goes on, take a cab home instead of insisting I'm okay to drive, wear a hat when it's cold, stop worrying about what other people think or like me or if I'm pretty enough. I love that. And it goes on to say, adjust to changes, let go of expectations, and stop trying to be perfect. These are wonderful things about what happens when you get older. Don't sweat the small stuff. Be happy with yourself. You know, we get frustrated and we just get irritated. I had these conversations yesterday. You can't help it. You go to stores. You start having conversations about politics, Obamacare. What do you think? And you can't help it. You're just in movement someplace, in the vegetable aisle, at the grocery store, at whatever it is. And we start having these conversations and it can make you feel full of angst. And so now you have this fresh start in 2014. Where are you going? Yes, it's good to be involved. Yes, you want to be an active citizen. But you know, you are where you are, and you got to be happy with where that is, and try to be the best that you can from there out.
I agree. There's nothing, this should be a year of trying to look on the positive side of everything. I mean, there may be things that we can still comment, we can still rant, but we can still be moving forward because this 2014, one, it's an even numbered year. And
2013, I'm sorry, but 2013, to me, was a blur. Kind of a blur to me. It's like,
well, you better start buying the good wine then. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460, Cheer Talk Radio Station.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on 2 wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
Ladies, one of the wisest things you can do this holiday season is sign yourself up for Skinny Jeans Body Design Program coming this January. Adamson's Peak Performance has figured out the best type of training for all of our fit females in Reading and beyond. We go past mindless hours on treadmills to smart training that gets you back into your skinny jeans. And these groups are not just for the skinny. If you've ever glanced at the jeans in your closet that you used to get into, this class is for you.
Call now. Tell them Carla Linda sent you. Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, good morning, my friends. Good morning, Twain, Angel, Sunny, and many others.
Good morning.
Many, many others out there
How about we do a Rat Pack Breakfast?
Land? I don't know.
2014. Yeah.
No, we've got to have that.
I'll give me a chat pack.
Yeah. I know. You said Rat Pack, but I know what you're talking about. You know what? We were talking about the fire season here, but let's talk about global warming, how it's hit the Northeast and the Southeast. That's right. And we watched the Green Bay in Wisconsin at Lambeau Field. It was 5 degrees. 5 degrees. And if you don't know how cold 5 degrees is, look at that. If you had a chance to look at that at the game yesterday. People are bundled up like you can't believe, but guess what? It does no good. Cold pervades. But San Francisco, I trust that people won't think worse of me. It's not one of my favorite teams for a variety of reasons. And Green Bay has always been one of my favorite teams, but Green Bay just kind of, they couldn't hold them when they needed to. And let's just face it, the quarterback, what's his name, Kaepernick, from San Francisco. My gosh, the guy pulls down the ball he's going to throw it. He fakes it and then he runs every time for like 30 yards. They couldn't stop it. They had no defense against the quarterback from San Francisco. And then, plus the fact that the kid's got an arm on him like a rifle, but he can be taken, as Seattle has shown him and all these others. But it was an interesting game. Again, it was in Spanish, but I could pretty much follow what was happening. Some of the people that wrote in today says sad that somebody was without power in their trailer. They had a mobile home, I guess, and they were using candles. The candle tipped over. There was a fire, destroyed the home. It's that time of the year, my friends. It's fires. And when we have our fire, when we had the fire chief on, one of the things he says is fires that used to take 30 minutes to really get started are now doing it in 3 minutes because of all the man-made materials that are in houses. So be very, very careful there. Where it used to be wood and leather and these that would burn, but it would take a long time to get started. That is no longer the case. 3 minutes to be burning as hot as it can be, and then it will just take out everything. So, be very careful out there. You hate to see that, you hate to think of the fact that people with their electricity cut off at this time of the year, 35 degrees. But that's something else I think we need to talk about. You know, REU's building new buildings, spending $10 million on that, saying is that they had a little bit of an extra, then why are the rates going up? I think we need to talk about that with some people that are experts here. And from what I understand, there's going to be a meeting with the REU Oversight Committee and begin at this, you know, in January, and they're going to talk about that. Where did the money come from? How come the rates are still going up? And, I mean, we can talk about, oh, well, we need to keep this amount of money here. But when people are losing houses because their electricity is cut off and they're using candles, I guess you could force them out of that home, and then you'll have what? Homeless? More? Do we need more? How many more do we need? Homeless do we need? And then there's the other side that says, well, what? Would you pay for the electricity? And no, I'm paying for my electricity. Yeah. That's true. So there's gotta be, maybe there's a way. Maybe there is a way. Maybe there's a way is everybody puts a dollar in. Or $2 in, you know, on their electric bill. And then that money is used to help people. Or what about a 6 month, you know, or during a certain time of the year when temperatures are a certain amount that they not be, not have their electricity cut off? How about if they have families? All these things. I am just throwing these out as ideas, but, and I'm sure that somebody will eventually take action on this. Anyway, but going back to the global warming, that's hit the Northeast and the Southeast, 46 below in Minnesota. In Michigan. It's 13 degrees in Raleigh, North Carolina, and 19 degrees in New Orleans. New Orleans, Louisiana. 19 degrees? Are you kidding? How cold can it get there? I mean, what's it doing to the crops? And what would you say, Bad Bob, earlier was that, you know, you can get away from heat, but cold. I mean, cold kills. Cold kills the crops. Cold kills everything.
Cold kills the pot. And that's one of the headlines, is that there's going to be a shortage of pot.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah. And let's see. Denver hotels, Colorado hotels, are saying no to pot smoking on the premises. So that's a headline.
Yeah. Well, it should be.
You're so talking about crops freezing.
But, well, you know, you're talking. Yeah, but it's when you say no to pot smoking, it's because you said no to smoking. Right? How can, and then I just see is that they're cracking down on cigarettes, but they're loosening up on marijuana, but isn't smoke smoke? Yeah. I mean, doesn't it have the same, I mean, it has carcinogens in it, right? That's what I've been told. And is it okay for a person to smoke pot walking down, you know, in a closed room, but not cigarettes? Or is it okay to smoke, you know, they should say no smoking. It doesn't say anything about pot or tobacco. Should be no smoking in rooms. I think that's what it says. This is a no smoking room. It doesn't try to delineate what it is to keep people from doing that. So, oh, you didn't tell me I couldn't smoke this. I was told that it was minus five with a minus 13 degree wind factor yesterday at, in Green Bay on our chat room. So you are absolutely right about that. Minus five. And you see people catching balls. I mean, they're throwing the ball. They're running down the field. They leap up in the air. They catch this ball, you know, which is, you know, has got to be hard and cold.
And the fans
without their shirts on. There is something wrong with people. There's something wrong with people that do that.
They're on fire, baby.
Well, okay. The, Desert Tech. Let's talk about Desert Tech Arms. It's a precision rifle company based out of Utah. You know, when people talk about all these gun makers, all they want is to make money. That's all they want. They don't care about people. They don't care. They just want to make money. You know, just keep building them and selling them because they want to make money. Well, Desert Tech Arms Company, which makes good rifles, turned down a chance for a $15 million contract with Pakistan. Yeah. And why did they do that? Because they didn't know where the weapons were going to end up at. These are precision rifles. And they said, you know what? We know, even though it's legal to sell to Pakistan, we don't know where these rifles are going to end up. Okay, just because it goes to Pakistan doesn't mean it's not going to end up in the arms, in the hands of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban like this. So this is what they did. They opted not to get into that final bid on the contract. They pulled back. They said, you know what? We're not going to do that. Frankly, that shows a great deal of honor and a sense of morality that you're not going to go against what you believe in. I'm not going to send arms to a country that may or may not be our enemy or may be giving weapons to our enemies. Trichicon. And wants to put ACOGs on all the rifles. The optic systems would not sell to a lot of countries they could have because of that. They weren't sure where the sighting systems were going to end up at. And that's one of the things that you have to look at. If you're going to be, we see these things where people are selling computer systems and all these other things to the Chinese. And that's enabling them to do a lot of advanced weapons work. You have to ask yourself, well, wait a minute. Why are we selling these things to them? I have to go back to the Bill Clinton administration for that. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
When we come back, I want to talk about a new study on concussions.
And after that, are you scared? Do you feel a little bit of trepidation and you don't know why? Maybe the hair's raising up on the back of your neck and you're not sure why? We'll talk about that too. We'll be right back.
We kiss altogether wrong, no intention. We lie about each other.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our spring water originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural. Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. January the 6th, 2014, Monday. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. You know what? They had a huge sale over the new, over Christmas and New Year's, but I bet you could still go down there and get yourself a great deal. I know you could. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue, and pick out a Lincoln, Dodge, Dodge, Ram, Ford, Honda, or Nissan. I can't say enough about this dealership. They're your neighbors giving you great deals. Again, head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 223-2177, and their service department is absolutely outstanding.
All right.
Redding Crown Motors.
We're talking about sports and injuries. There's a recent study that is after concussion, children and teens who engage in the highest levels of cognitive activity took the longest to fully recover from symptoms. Excuse me. It's Monday, so I'll get my little tongue in another. Blah. In the study of 335 children and young adults ages 8 to 23, those reporting the greatest levels of cognitive activity, including homework, playing video games, doing crossword puzzles, text messaging, and online activities after a concussion, took the longest to fully recover from their symptoms. Approximately 100 days on average, compared to approximately 20 to 50 days for patients reporting lesser levels of activity.
Okay. Well, you know, I would believe that, you know, because they're
your brain is growing.
Yeah, your brain's growing and it's scrambled. It's like a traumatic brain injury now. You know, you get banged around inside the Humvees for explosions and your helmet bounces around and you don't, you know, believe it or not, it's good protection, you know, from shrapnel and these kind of things, but does it protect you as well as say a football helmet does?
Well, they're saying the
from
kids.
From concussion. I'm just talking about, yeah, you know, from people in combat, but, the kids who get injured like that, you would imagine that it would take them longer.
Well, you would think that if they have to stay home because they have a concussion, what do you do with a kid when they stay home and have a concussion? They want to be online. They want to text. They want to just do things. And I don't know what, you know, when you say rest with a child, how are you, what do they do in this state? If they, you know, I wonder if that excludes reading. You know, you got to do something that isn't, you know, you're scrambling your brain in order to see a word. If you're doing crossword puzzles, I'm not sure. So anyway, that's an interesting study. And there were, like, again, 335 kids, 8 to 23, the greatest levels of cognitive activity showed that the difference was that they didn't heal as quickly as those who did not do that.
Okay. Hey, did you feel scared? Feel this little bit of trepidation? Did you feel like the hairs in your neck were going up, but you couldn't tell why? You're going, you know what? There's something wrong. There's something scary out there, but I don't know what it is. It's almost like being part of the X series, you know,
Ghostbusters.
You know, or Ghostbusters, you know, it's something out there that's floating around, but you don't know, but it's making you feel a little trepidation, a little nauseous in your stomach. Do you know what that is, Bad Bob? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you have any idea? Yes, you do. You know, but you don't know, really. But you don't feel good, do you? There's something about it.
Somebody's watching me.
There's something. Okay, let me tell you what's happened.
Somebody's watching you.
Okay, here it comes. Our elected representatives in the District of Columbia and Sacramento are back on the job. Yes, that's right. They're back on the job full. Fully.
Full-time.
Full-time. They're all rested up from being home for Christmas and collecting all that extra funds there and getting all these great ideas and talking to your constituents. And now they're back in Sacramento and they're back in D.C. If that's not a reason for fear, then I don't know what it is.
I believe it was none other than Will Rogers who stated that no one's life, liberty, or property are safe while the legislature is in session.
He also said, you know,
in the 30s.
He said, you know, when I make a joke, people laugh. When Congress makes a joke, it becomes a law, which I love too. Okay, so they're back in session. What are they going to be talking about? Well, how about the budget ceiling? How about an extended budget for another 3 months? What about the unemployment benefits? That ought to be interesting. In Sacramento, what are they going to be talking about? Gun control. It's back. Limiting the, you know, how much ammo you can buy, limiting the types of guns you can have, the amount of guns you can have. That's coming up again. Even though the Brown vetoed it last year. Oh no, it's coming back. They're going to find a different way of writing it so it will become more palatable, but it will never be palatable. Paying down the unfunded liabilities. Now that's cool. We like that. We like the idea of that happening, that they actually are paying down something like that. Yeah, how about this? Wouldn't it be great if they could get to a balanced budget? How about that one? I think that may be a bridge too far. How about getting the environmental agency from here in California under control, which Brown was trying to do that, but the Democrat that was heading that one up quit and went to work for Exxon. You know, you can't make this stuff up. He quit to work, went to work for Exxon. Anyway, the environmental, get the environmental agency, yeah, California, so businesses can actually maybe take a step forward. What about the clean air? How about the CARB? How about that one? Somebody's got to do something about that one, my friends, or we are going to hammer again businesses in California. People will just move their companies across state lines because they can do that. You know, and if you try to, you know, it's going to raise the price of everything. Everything that travels by truck. What are they trying to do? It's, you know, you're trying to put people out of business in California when you're already having an economic problem here. Oh no, we're recovering. No, we're not recovering. Oh, we're down 8% unemployment. No, we're not. Everybody knows we're not. Everybody knows we're at 16%. Unless you're a veteran, then it's higher than that. So we know that's not happening. And then on top of that, Obamacare is coming on full strength this year. Talk about taxes. How about when you buy a car, when you sell your house? Part of that money goes to Obamacare. Yeah, how about that? How about the fact that people are not expanding their business because they have no idea what the impact's going to be? Why? Because they're not sure, because President Obama is changing Obamacare at a whim and he's breaking the law every time he does it because he can't do that. He can't do that. He cannot just change a law that's already, that was passed by Congress. Don't you have to have Congress change the law? Oh. Oh yeah, that's right. Another edict from Obama.
Hey, we'll come back. You know, there's some, there, you know, there are people in your life that can make, that the name makes you cringe. What does Madoff do for you? We're going to tell you what J.P. Morgan did when we get back after these messages. Wait to hear this. KCNR 1460.
Do you know your enemy, Miss Moneypenny?
My enemy, James.
The specter of enemies lurking in your home. They're everywhere, hiding and crawling. You need the bond of protection from RSS.
You mean the Royal Secret Service?
No, Reading Spray Service at 221-3007. They've got the license to kill.
License to kill?
To protect your family from disease-carrying insects, call 221-3007.
The specter of enemies?
Fleas, ticks, cockroaches, spiders, barrier treatment for your home. RSS, Reading Spray Service, the bond of protection at 221-3007.
How do I get in touch with these special spraying agents?
You haven't been listening. It's 221-3007.
Got bugs? When I'm gone, call Reading Spray Service today. 221-3007.
And the chemicals?
Stirred, not shaken, of course.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S., Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick and mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As the holidays approach, it's vitally important for you to analyze your firearm storage plan to accommodate for out-of-town guests. Many of your friends and families are not authorized access to your firearms, and steps need to be taken to secure them while they are visiting. For solutions to this and any other questions regarding CCW classes, ladies-only CCW, basic firearm safety, or our brand-new Renewal on the Range program, contact me, Ted Leidy, at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at readingccw.com.
Should all the acquaintance
2013 is history, and 2014 is upon us. I am Dan Fagan. Join me 3 to 6 weekday afternoons starting January 6th on KCNR AM 1460. 2014 is going to be an amazing year, full of promise.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Monday morning. It's the 6th.
How does 35 that feel? Degrees. What's the weather going to be like today there,
sweetie? Well, it looks like we are going to have a partly sunny day with temperatures around 65, mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 40. Looks like we're going into 61 tomorrow and slight chance of showers on Wednesday. With about 10% chance on Wednesday night going into about 30% chance. That's always great. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are our warm friends. Okay, let's talk about the J.P. Morgan settlement that we were discussing before we left. And Madoff, you know, that was something that made me cringe because this man's deviousness affected millions of people and their retirement and their trust in their advisor. And I think it just is the epitome of evil. But J.P. Morgan will pay $2 billion in civil and criminal settlements later this week in for its role in the Madoff fraud case. A settlement arises from suspicions that J.P. Morgan Chase ignored signs of Bernie Madoff's criminal activity. The bank was Madoff's primary bank for more than two decades, according to the New York Times, which broke the story. The pending settlement brings J.P. Morgan's Chase's tab for settling government investigations to $20 billion in the past 12 months. The most recent settlement will be split among Manhattan prosecutors, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, the Treasury Department, and the victims of the Madoff scam. Yay.
Well, you know, it's, you know, you've had this thing about Madoff from the very beginning. You know, and Ben, I was listening to one on the other day we were driving down.
Can I tell you why? I'm just going to interrupt you. My parents were scammed twice. One time by a developer. You know, my parents worked really hard for their life, for their money. Somebody inside of, one of their friends, you know, in.
That's what usually happens.
Yes.
It's a friend.
It's a friend that brings them along. He got scammed too, but you know, there, we're going to get into this development. It would have been, you know, like a pool of money that was going to start a development. And it was like maybe 15 or 20,000. It wasn't their life savings, but still, or maybe it was 25,000, but still my parents worked really hard for every dollar they made. Every dollar they made. And so that set them back. That was one. And then there was another time 15 years later, I think for $10,000 or $15,000. So when you look at that, for them, for my parents.
That's a lot of money.
So I think about these creeps that do this kind of thing and scam honest people who like are the, from my generation, my parents' generation, a handshake deal. You look at somebody and your friends and you open your house and you let them in and you think, you know, you're going to do right. Anyway, there you go. So that's my rant for the day.
Well, that's a good rant. Hey, starting today, of course, last week we started with Agenda 21 going from 9 to noon. Of course, Laura Ingram will be with us from 12 to 3. And then Dan Fagan, he's going to be the only live drive time talk show host in the whole area. And Dan starts at 3 p.m. today. He'll be going from 3 to 6. Tom Sullivan from 6 to 7. Dennis Miller, we've moved from 7 to 10. Then Roger Hitchcock. And then Phil Hendry. So what we're doing is we're finally getting, you know, we're getting into starting our fifth year. One of the things we've always said is that community radio can compete with the syndicated radio, and we have. With the corporations, we can go against the corporations, and we've succeeded here. So what do we want? We wanted local programs. So we've got over 20 shows that are local programs on KCNR. Now we're kicking it off now of 12 hours of programming from the 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Nine of that is going to be local. And I'm very proud of that. Linda and I are both very proud of that, that we've got that going. So
tune in,
please tune in today. Dan Fagan.
Dan Fagan.
From Alaska. He filled in for me Friday. He's been on the show once before. This is a man who is a conservative moderate, you might say. He leans to the right there, but he also is somebody that listens to all sides. He doesn't find a conspiracy behind every bush. And he is a man that loves the North State and moved here and wanted his show. Been in radio a long time up in Alaska and Louisiana. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. We have Enjoy Magazine with us. Let's talk about what's happening in the month of January.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Brutal cold has prompted officials to close schools today in Chicago and other Midwestern cities, and more than 400 flights have been canceled at Chicago's airports. This cold weather is being felt as far south as Georgia, where temperatures plunged into the 20s early today. Meteorologist Richard Bann with the National Weather Service says, bundle up.
Certainly will be much below normal, and combined with the wind, looking at very cold wind chills, and that's really the screaming watchwords right now. Cold temperatures and strong winds combining to produce dangerous wind chills.
Authorities are calling this weather not only dangerous, but potentially life-threatening. Also at SRNnews.com, the Senate votes today on confirmation of Janet Yellen to be the next head of the Federal Reserve.
The simple majority vote late this afternoon is expected to be drama-free with only symbolic opposition. Yellen, who has served as vice chair of the U.S. Central Bank since 2010, is widely expected to continue the policies of outgoing chair Ben Bernanke, including low interest rates and quantitative easing.
That's SRN's Wally Hines. Also later today, the Senate will take a procedural vote on extending long-term unemployment benefits. Those benefits ran out on December 28th when Congress was out of town for the holiday recess. Liz Cheney is abandoning her effort to unseat Republican incumbent Senator Mike Enzi of Wyoming. In announcing her withdrawal today, the daughter of former Vice President Dick Cheney said serious health issues have arisen in her family. She did not say what they were. A woman who called herself Jihad Jane and helped suspected terrorists overseas is being sentenced today in Philadelphia. Colleen LaRose of Pennsburg, Pennsylvania, admits she plotted to kill a Swedish artist over a cartoon that offended Muslims. This is SRN News.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
That is the sound of protesters chanting freedom. It was part of a march to the U.S. Embassy and those of European countries. Thousands of African migrants in Israel have been marching to those embassies in order to demand worker rights and better treatment from the government in Israel. A Palestinian official says the Palestinians have some reservations about some of U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's ideas for the outlines of a peace deal with Israel. particularly when it comes to the future of Jerusalem. The official says wide gaps still remain. Secretary Kerry has wrapped up a series of meetings with Israeli and Palestinian leaders in the Middle East. He left Jerusalem for talks with leaders in Jordan and Saudi Arabia about his Mideast peacemaking efforts. This is SRN News. A secretive U.S. spy court has ruled again that the National Security Agency can keep collecting every American's telephone records every day in the midst of dueling decisions in two other federal courts about whether the surveillance program is in fact constitutional. Another year closed with a moratorium on hydraulic fracturing for natural gas in New York and no timetable for Governor Andrew Cuomo to decide whether to lift it.
Cuomo says he wants his health and environmental commissioners to take as much time as needed to decide whether fracking can be done safely. Dozens of towns have enacted their own moratoriums in case the state does approve fracking. While industry and landowners hoping to profit from leases are suing in state courts over town bans and the state's stalled regulations, drilling interests have all but given up on the state for the near future.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. And the U.S. Supreme Court put same-sex marriage on hold in Utah. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Linda Kenyon.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning, and it is the 6th of January, 2014. So, good morning. And who we have on is starting out is, of course, Chris Lasondak in our Wells Fargo moment with our telling us all everything that's happening on Wall Street. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets have moved into negative territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 30 points at 16,440. The S&P 500 down 1 point at 1830, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 17 points at 4114. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 172 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down 38 cents at $540.60, Microsoft down 65 cents at $36.27, Facebook up 59 cents at $55.15, and Intel's down 24 cents at $25.54. Of local interest, PG&E up 15 cents at $39.75, Home Depot down 38 cents at $81.46, North Valley Bank up 2 cents at $18.91, and Tri-County's Bank up 24 cents at $27.78. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.96%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.38. Oil's down 3 cents a barrel at $93.93, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $6.24 an ounce at $12.42.40. Silver's up 6 cents at $20.18 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR 1460. You want to find out what's going on Wall Street? Let's ask them because they keep their fingers on the pulse of Wall Street. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. Or head on down to Park Marina Drive to their offices right down there. Great people. Our Wells Fargo Advisors. Let's go to the phones real quick. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
I'm peachy. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
So what's going on?
I was calling to remind your listeners and yourself that we're going to have a Jefferson Town Hall meeting on January the 18th at 6 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall.
Okay, and that's going to be the 18th?
It is. January the 18th. It's a Saturday.
Okay.
Seating is limited, though, so I do encourage everyone who does want to go to show up early.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kayla.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You bet. And good morning, Terry. We have you have some something for us this morning?
Oh, you bet. At the Tea Party tonight at 2570 Bonneview Road, we're going to be having Gary coming in from the Veterans Home and speaking to us. We'll be having breakout groups on Common Core for those people who are interested in that. We've had some interesting phone calls and conference calls and things that Aaron Ryan set up. It's been wonderful. We also have the state of Jefferson that'll be breaking out. And also, just to let people know, this coming Friday night at 7 o'clock at the Elks Lodge in Chico, California, there will be a town hall. That's at 1705 Manzanita Avenue. The keynote speaker is Mark Baird and also Stan Statham. And there'll be about four of us on a panel to answer questions, because I think that's the main thing about the state of Jefferson is people need their questions answered, and we're doing numerous town halls. That's the first one in Chico on Friday night.
Okay, great. So it sounds like a busy time, doesn't it?
Yeah, because the next morning in Orland, we have another one at 11, and then we have at the Memorial Hall, and then at the Veterans Hall in Willows, we have another one at 3 o'clock. So it's going to be a very, very busy January.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Terry, and keep us informed of what's going on. We appreciate
it. Happy New Year, you guys.
Hey, Happy
thanks,
New
Terry.
Year. All right. Hey, what's the weather look like for today?
35 degrees outside right now. I mean, I know it's really funny because it's a 35 year. It doesn't feel like it. I mean, our guest that we're going to be bringing on in a minute has got shorts on. You know, it's California. It's a California 35.
He's got 35. A big mustache, so, you know, he's
going to be 65.
He's retaining heat.
65 today. Mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 40. It looks like we're across the board today. We're in our 60s. Temperatures coming down to about 42. Maybe a chance of showers on Wednesday. It's one of those days that it's really not jacket worthy. But anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
You know, one thing we have this year, and we know we've got it, is a good night's sleep. And
that's
why is
right.
that? It's Sleep Number.
Bring in the new year with better sleep.
There you go. And, you know, what could be a better gift for your loved ones except a good night's sleep? My Sleep Number's 35.
Mine's been 45 with the dual air technology. We can change it. If I feel like I want a firmer mattress, I can just bump it up on my side to 55, which I've done at times, and maybe even go down. It's nice to know. You put it up to 100 when you leave because you want to keep the memory at zero and then go into, it's wonderful.
You know, we went down to the store yesterday, saw Brian and Megan, and we can't, you know, really, really professional in everything they do. We just went down to see, and some of our listeners were in there, buying a Sleep Number bed. And right now, you can find your Sleep Number beds at your Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses are starting at just $6.99. And it's clinically proven to improve sleep quality and relieve back pain. Right now at the Sleep Number, it's the lowest prices of the season. Save up to $800 on their newest innovation beds, plus 18-month financing on all beds with approved credit. Sale ends soon, so head on down to our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center over there as you're driving in over to the left behind the behind McDonald's bit right there in about four stores. But Sleep Number is the one to go to, and talk to the professionals there. They will help you find the best sleep of your life, made in America, guaranteed. I can't say enough about them. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We have Enjoy Magazine in the studio with us, James Masada and Rhonda Ball. And James has this brand new, well, it's not brand new, but it is this ferocious mustache here. And also he was offering, I think,
so the rage.
Free things, but we'll have to talk to him about that later. But we'll be right back after these messages. We'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Vings.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland, and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Whip it. Whip it good. We're right back. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Good morning, my friends. Monday, gosh, January the 6th, 2014, and we're in here whipping it with Rhonda Baugh and James Masada of Enjoy Magazine. And, you know, the problem is that James likes it way too much.
Whip it good.
And Rhonda's got that strange look in her face every time she turns around and nails him. Yeah, yeah. And James is going, just a little bit harder. Okay.
The two of you have such great harmony. You guys work together. You're frickin' frack. You're yin and yang. You know, you have been,
you're mold curly.
I mean, you know what he's thinking before he says it.
Oh yeah.
You guys constantly are in contact with each other, and yet you're not a couple, but you're in business, you're a couple. Right. So how many years now, share with our listeners, you guys were with KMS, and how many years was that?
I've worked with James for 15 years.
That's longer than most people's couple marriages.
Than a lot of couples.
But
couple marriages.
But James has worked with Michelle, one of the owners, his wife's partner. He's known her since junior high. So.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. So it's kind of a tight knit.
It is.
Little family.
Before we start with the magazine, we had one of our chat rooms say, "Hey Carl, can you ask James how one can get copies of Enjoy Magazine if they live out of the area?"
It is totally possible because we actually have many, many readers from out of the area. You can go to our website, which is enjoymagazine.net, and you can actually buy a subscription to have it mailed to you anywhere in pretty much the United States, right?
I think anywhere in the world.
In the world, yeah, because we do have some that subscriptions in the UK and Australia. And you can do that. And basically, the magazine is still free. All you're paying for is the mailing.
So it's .net, then enjoymagazine.net. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Mailing has gotten very expensive.
Elizabeth has it now.
U.S. Postal Service keeps raising the rates.
Yeah, I heard that they're going to do temporary raises, too. Is that true?
Who knows?
It's who crazy. Knows? you know what? I went out there to grab a copy of the magazine because we knew you were going to be here, and they're gone already.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I've got one at home.
You had them delivered, and I saw them. On Thursday, and I wasn't here Friday, and they're gone.
They're done. Are you kidding?
You know what? The cover is just so fun.
Yeah.
And I think that has attracted a lot of people. So,
and we are talking about the January issue, of course.
Right.
Of course, the January issue of Enjoy Magazine.
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year in 2014. What keeps you, I know we're going to cover a lot of things that, you know, we went through Christmas, and James, I know that every time I walked into the store, you were there. You were a beautiful zombie.
Thank you.
You were a beautiful zombie that was actually, like, I know that you hadn't slept, you're on fumes, but you were just, you love what you do. So when you love what
I was, going to say, are you going to make me apologize for probably not ignoring you?
No, because you just walk in, you talk about this, like, you tell this person who's a stranger, this product, and you love what you do. And so that's what moves you. But what happened during the holidays? How was the store for you this way, this year?
Well, zombie was apropos considering the fact that we were literally like attacked like zombies and the place was torn apart. It was awesome. It was awesome. It really was. And you know, our newcomer store in Red Bluff, our owners there actually texted me when we were trying to keep in contact with supply and, you know, that kind of stuff. She was like, you know, I had no idea it was going to be like this because this was their first Christmas. And this was our third, so we kind of know what to expect, but it even surpassed all the other years. But she said, you know what, this was one of the best, most frustrating and scary things she's ever done. Like, it's exhilarating. Mm-hmm. But there are times when you go, what am I going to do? We're going to open tomorrow, and the shelves are half empty. So, you know, we have a wonderful little just thing on the back of the magazine that says grateful, and that is truly what we feel. It's just a little thank you to all of our suppliers and producers and all of our buyers and customers that came in this year and really embraced the whole buy local movement. And it was a great year, and we thank everybody for that. And, yes, I was a zombie. I
think he worked every day.
You were a Christmas zombie. Mm-hmm. You were Santa zombie. And it was I mean it in the nicest way.
That. Yes, I know.
I know that you were so, you were
I was tested.
You were tested.
Oh yes, tested. Because you know, I get it because I've been on the giving side. When you're on the receiving side in retail, you know, 90% of the customers are wonderful, but you do have a small portion where it's, you know, where you are definitely tested about, you know.
Your patience.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is fine.
Yeah. I think this year, I don't know, because you would see a lot more people on that level that you're talking about. But I think in general, it felt like, you know, the year was, for me personally,
a very strange year.
Strange year. Mm-hmm. And so Christmas time for us was the most joyous in years. Mm-hmm. It's because I think I tried to really everything. I wrapped presents this year. Mm-hmm. I haven't wrapped presents in maybe 5 years where I wrapped presents for the grandkids. I wrapped presents for my friends. And then, of course, with Enjoy, I'd love sending the picked out items, sent baskets. Mm-hmm. Love that. We always do that with our relatives.
It was a strange year. It was, everything was, everybody that was shopping said the same thing. It was the weather. It was the shortness of the shopping season, the late
Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Thanksgiving, uh-huh. And then six fewer days of shopping. Mm-hmm. And it started off very rough, and I was very concerned because we started off behind last year. So I was like, oh, no, this is going to be our first year where we haven't actually
increased. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, we have to take a quick break so we can try, and we're already past this. But when we come back, I think what you're saying is everybody had good Novembers. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people had really good Novembers. Mm-hmm. But December's like, psh.
Yep.
But you know what? We know why. It's Christmas. Christmas for you should be good. But also we have tax season and everything else was hitting a lot of people. And a lot of people don't know what's going to happen this year.
Yeah.
Because of government. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Our guest, Enjoy Magazine, James Masada and Rhonda Ball. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Aaron loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. January the 6th, 2014.
Joan Jett.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love that song.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, Martin, and his people. Now, there's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We're giving him a call today. We've got some ideas in that. We're going to call him at 221-2642 because we trust Alliance Heating and Air. We know how professional they are. We know that they will give us quality, and they will also offer us guarantees and on their jobs, and that they have warranties in there. And that Alliance Heating and Air, for your heating needs, your air conditioning needs, and if it's getting down to 35 at night, and it's going to start getting rainy here, it's going to start getting cold, and we will eventually hit this. You've got to be ready for that. Alliance Heating and Air, serving you at just the right temperature. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out homecomfort.org. Our guests today, James Masada and Rhonda Ball from the Enjoy magazine, our favorite magazine.
Hey, guys, you've got a great magazine looking right here. It's the January issue. It's called The New Day. Love it. Guy, there's a snowboarder out in front.
Haven't seen it, it's probably because people have grabbed it already.
Well, okay, so one of the interesting ads that you have, I mean, flipping through, and we love the fact that, you know, the Redding Subaru is a new addition to the North State.
Great, yeah.
But they've got this interesting
thing that they're doing.
What is that?
Well, this is something that it's the first time that they've done. This is Bunny Hill or Black Diamonds. Ski Mount Shasta on us. They're doing a promotion where if you bring this ad from Enjoy Magazine down and take a test drive, while supplies last, you can get a free lift ticket to Mount Shasta Ski Park.
That's great.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it is.
I always like putting Rhonda on the spot here, but
oh goodness,
asking you what's your and I always get the same answer, so and it's a safe answer, I guess. But what's your favorite article this time?
You know what, I really like New Beginnings, which is it talks about four big things that are supposed to be happening this year in Reading. So the Wine Village is
new.
They're gonna break ground on that.
Okay.
Also Tiger Field.
Tiger Field's going to be expanding.
Uh-huh.
That's right. And we have a lot to do with that because we broadcast the Colt 45 mm-hmm. games.
Exactly. And then Riverfront is supposed to break ground soon.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. And yep. Then
Lynn Regan has a closet full of costumes I donated. What, 4 years, 5 years ago? Hoping those costumes get to some good.
Go yeah, ahead. I know.
Get in those costume shop there.
Hopefully it's going
to
happen.
Whole adage, yeah. Good things come to those.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. And
then the airport, hopefully getting
get the new airline.
Yeah.
That is so huge.
I know a lot of us, we drive to Sacramento because we are frustrated with what happens out of here.
You can't trust what's happening.
One airline flying out of the fog base.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, unfortunately, so. I love San Francisco as a city, but boy, it's a nightmare as far as a hub to try to get in.
Oh, it's
awful. Well, you know, the time we arrived there that one time, we had to fly back. Everybody had to take their clothes off and put a leather mask on. I don't understand that because we were leaving during that time of the year from
San
Francisco.
I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Well, okay, I just made it up. But anyway, the thing is that we want to applaud the fact that we've actually tried it, and the people that have stood up and have donated a lot of money to get this into our town, or invested a lot of money to get this new airline in our town.
And for those that don't know about that, this is a good thing to grab and read this whole section because these are
new beginnings.
But yeah, there are a lot of people working hard to continue to make Reading a better place.
Great article, you guys. You
know, one of the things that we want to do this year is we really want Reading to be upbeat. We think Reading aims too low. And I tell you what, Mike Michalak, who is a friend of ours.
The fly shop owner
from
of the fly shop.
This man he loves it here. And one of the things he says is that we, as a city and county are aiming too low. We need to, step forward and shoot high.
Yeah.
Because we can do that. We have the abilities to do
Absolutely.
That. And we really do.
You guys have done that. And are doing that.
And you're a perfect example of that. And we want to have our community and provide a voice for our community to move forward with business and education and those types of things, because this could be a good year to do that.
Right. I want people to do it in a way that it's also very participating with others instead of it being such a controlling,
like
me too.
Like
kind
it's
of,
a we.
Like I have to do this and then I want to be recognized.
Let's make
it's like it's not. This is, if you're truly doing it for where you live to make it better,
right.
It needs to be from a place that is,
how can
true.
We?
That you're bringing it in.
All inclusive.
Right. Yeah.
Gotta take a break. We're gonna come back. A couple of things we want to talk about. Potion number 5. Also, a really great place that is just rocks out of Mount Shasta. You guys have highlighted them. Let's talk about some more of your articles in the January issue of Enjoy New Day. We'll be right back with, Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta right after these messages. KCNR 1460.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made it help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is January the 6th, 2014, 8:34 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we're in our chat room at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you, of course, by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. Got my hair cut there Thursday. So I would be, I would fit right in San Quentin on Friday. You know, it's discounts for seniors and veterans right there in Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great people there, giving great haircuts, great prices, and I can't say enough about them. DC Tim and the Man in Black.
Barbershops. You know, I was watching TV last night, and it was one of those, reality shows where they go in and they bid on the storage units.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
And some guy won one, and then inside was this really big barber pole that,
whoa,
you know, was really cool, and he went to get it appraised, and it was worth quite a bit, but I didn't know the whole story behind barber poles. But
oh,
I guess,
didn't?
No.
Oh.
But it used
something
to be
to do
the
with blood.
Oh, that's a story.
Bloodletting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bloodletting.
They used to come in and bloodletting, and then they would hang the rags that were blood soaked out on lines, and then they would spin in the wind.
My.
And you could see the stripes. That's where that came from. And I was just like, what?
Because that's where they used to go there and drain people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they would, back in the days when bleeding was thought to be a great idea.
Yikes.
That's what they did. Hey, speaking of that, a great idea. Enjoy Magazine, James Masada and Rhonda Ball are here, as they are, and the first Monday of every month to talk about what's in the magazine to take a look at, but what's going on also in our area. Okay, Rhonda, I see you've got your hands on this one spot there that on the, on,
well, you know, this is Potion Number 5, and this is a story about Chico's 5x5 Tonics Company. And I think James should talk about this because he's actually met the guy.
And we do not have this in the store in Redding yet, but we do carry the product in our store in Red Bluff, and we will be carrying it shortly because it's going to be a very niche product. We did a story on his girlfriend last month who owns Chico Chai, which is a fabulous product that we carry in the store. But this gentleman, Jesse Smith, is an herbologist and has studied Chinese medicine and has opened his business called 5x5 Tonic Company out of Chico. And they are actually bitters that are used in traditional old-fashioned drinks from Prohibition times. They used to use bitters to make certain cocktails. And there's a huge, as we know, resurgence coming back and when it comes to specialty drinks at bars. And there are mixologists now, and we're seeing bars that specialize in open or have opened that are based upon this whole theory of mixing and doing things
the way they used to be.
The way they used to be done. So he has created a line of bitters that are used in cocktailing. You know, 5x5 is something back to Chinese medicine. There's got to be five, you know, herbs. So these are like tinctures.
That's a whole class right there.
Yeah.
A special night maybe at Enjoy where this guy comes in and talks about what the hell that means.
Yeah.
What I found was interesting about him too is that he's an acupuncturist and he works at Sierra Nevada's, Sierra Nevada has a on-site medical clinic and he works there too. So we've got the whole Chinese medicine kind of thing.
But the fact that he's going to be doing these bitters for cocktails.
And they're very professionally. The packaging is beautiful.
What a great idea it is. It's very niche.
So we're slowly at the store building out our cocktail section because we also have really great dirty martini mixes. And we've got some other things that we're bringing in new that we found out.
And beer brittle.
Beer brittle,
That's the big one, right?
But
jalapeno, I've got all that stuff.
I'm not talking about it yet, but we found a whole new line of handmade products out of a county that we haven't carried yet, so I'm super excited. And are really great products that for mixing as well. So we're, you know, this year 2014, we're spending some time back on the ground again, reaching out to our other areas, other counties that are part of our riding territory, and starting to look for a lot of these locally, regionally made products.
Well, then we can look for our Enjoy stores to be all over the North State.
You're covering 13 counties
and into the South State.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's talk about the Wayside Inn. That's all also something that's near and dear to us because it's in Mount Shasta. We've been there before. But you've highlighted the business and the couple who own it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have not been there, so why don't you tell me about it?
Well, we went with our friends Pam and Rick Hill, and a couple times, actually. We've had a good burger there, killer hamburgers.
And I've heard their lobster bisque is
Bisque is really good.
I know that the 4th of July that the Hills have been up there before and they sit out on the deck and they've watched fireworks. But we went there one night and they bring in interesting musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun because they get ready. Like, I think he is a former musician. They've been in the music industry, so they understand sound equipment, what it is to really have a vibey music scene.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were there one night. We had a great time. We ended up dancing till almost midnight. We're like, what? You know, we're dancing till midnight. And there was this great band, and we were just loved it.
Drums.
Yeah.
Fifes.
Is it pretty big inside, or is it fairly big?
No, it's not that big inside.
And one of the things they had when they first took it over, it was like Cat City.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, they really had to clean this place up. And
meaning
they did
like kitty cats.
Yeah, kitty cats. Yeah. And it was just, you know, it was bad. But they've absolutely cleaned it up and it's a,
it looks
you've got
like
a
really
big,
nice
you've
place.
Got a big veranda out the back and a porch and they do live bands during the
oven
summer.
Oven roasted
out there.
Pizzas. I was reading in here.
It was
they
good food's good.
Sometimes they do oven roasted, lasagna.
Yeah, well, people rave about the food. We had a great dinner and a great service.
Oven,
And the attitude was friendly. And, again, just a great night of music. And I think people go up there and just enjoy themselves. Mm-hmm. It's only an hour away, so go enjoy Wayside Grill in Mount Shasta.
I need to go up there for sure. Yeah.
So I'm looking at the section they're talking about the food. There's pizza and salads and fish taco and Santa Fe enchiladas and steaks and sandwiches and I think I'm salivating.
All right. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the January issue and what's going on in the North State, because, Enjoy, you always have your finger on the pulse and bringing us new stories and new ideas of what to do in 2014. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Did you know our springwater originates from glaciers high atop Mount Shasta? As they melt, the water flows through miles of volcanic rock to our springs at the base of the mountain. Pure and natural, Mount Shasta Springwater is naturally the best and the official water of the United States of America. Give us a call today and ask about our special introductory offer. 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. I highly recommend it.
This is Ben Serple here. I am the Associate Youth Pastor at Bethel Church. Part of my job is I'm often around teenagers. I think one of the biggest things that they need and they're looking for is just someone to believe in them. And just recently, I sat in a room about 40 to 50 adults. We just talked about different stories from our lives, and the predominant theme in their stories really was that someone in their teenage years came alongside them and just believed in them. And just the impact that had in their adult years was just astronomical. If you're hearing this broadcast today, if there are teenagers around you, just remind them today that you really are for them, that you love them, and they really can accomplish their dreams.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
The
The Northern California Veterans Museum cordially invites you to our fundraising banquet and auction, Saturday, February 1st, 2014, at Wind River Casino. Our mission is to remember and never forget our American military heroes. So come join us for a great, fun-filled evening and support the Northern California Veterans Museum. For tickets, contact Jones Fort at 222-3223 and North Valley Bank Loan Center at 226-2930. Together, we can build a world-class museum in Northern California.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 844 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. 35 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition and our friends down there. They are absolutely the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. They are the North State's nutrition experts, a deli, raw foods, organic foods, and, you know, no GMOs, or they'll tell you about the GMOs. They have a large bulk that they can sell you, and beans and all those things that are healthy. Orchard Nutrition, plus they are the home of one of the first homes for Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free mixes that you can use in with your family to keep them healthy. Give them a call at 244-9141 or check them out on 221 Locust Street, which is right in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
They're awesome.
They are awesome.
Yeah,
Joe and his whole family are just awesome. Yeah.
They are.
Our guests
people.
This morning are Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy Magazine, and we're so excited to have them here today. We're talking about
I say if you ever get invited by Linda and Carl to come on their show, you don't have to think twice. You better just say yes, because I'm telling you, it's not what you think. It's better. It's better.
Do you like the way we sometimes look at each other with surprise in our eyes?
When we're on, it's awesome, and when we're off, it's outrageous.
Okay. Yes, the brakes can be dangerous in here. Yes,
all right, true. So we're at page 35 in the magazine, which is really, I think we've had somebody on.
We've had the lady that did this.
Brainy Axe.
Mm-hmm. That's the name that we gave it, and it's obviously a very cool program for a couple that have started this. It's basically getting kids completely integrated into technology and giving them an opportunity to explore different forms of technology and finding what their niche may be, from basic coding to robotics to, just a plethora of things. So I actually have a set of twins that are 11, and one of them is very much about computers, programming, and they also do movie, stop animation.
Completely sold out the summer classes.
They thought they were going to do one class, and then they ended up with two, three, and four. I think there was a total of six or something ridiculous like that. All sold out. And so this is something, if you have a child that you're, you know, to be honest with you, I've listened, I know that there are some people that don't embrace technology, and that's fine, and we all make choices, but as how things are going right now in the world, every major tech company's leaders have come out and have set up these initiatives for kids to talk about, you know, coding and about, if your kid has any kind of interest in it, and now, I mean, now is the time. A child from the age of 6, 7, 8 on.
And she makes it fun, and the kids learn a lot. And not only that, but the part about the coding is that she also, at least she was talking about opening up classes for that to teach people coding. And you can code from your own living room.
Right.
Yep. Or own office there. Well, and it's a profession. It's growing and growing and growing.
I just recently heard a statistic that by the year, we're just like literally around the corner.
Right.
There's going to be like 100 million openings worldwide for coders.
That's right. I mean, and you think about it.
And to graduate out of college, entrance level coder, somebody that just walks out of college and steps into a coding position, starts at $85,000 a year.
Well, what she was guaranteeing was in her classes. I'm not sure if she's kicked them off yet. We have to have her back on, but that 30 days of intensive work, and then she keeps you on as an intern to nurture you through this, but a very good paying job. Maybe not quite as high as that, but I tell you what, it's, $25,000 above what anybody else makes here in Reading on an average. Mm-hmm. And you can do this any place in the world as long as you have a
in a computer, yep, and an uplink. So,
and they're saying that pretty much coding is going to infiltrate almost every form.
Everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So teaching is starting it right here with the kids. You've got to, as a society are going to try and maintain our momentum, mm-hmm, here, otherwise we're going to end up shipping our people to other countries to go to work.
And it's just a perfect example. Like this Christmas, I'm a tech person. People know that. I just outfitted my whole house. That was my Christmas present. So all of my smoke and carbon monoxide detectors and my thermostats are all Nest, which is a former engineer or a gentleman that worked at Apple, has gone and now built these things. And it kind of revolutionized what we used to have. And
turns off things.
My whole phone controls my whole house from that. I can check in and I walk at night and my smoke detectors turn on, like these beautiful blue lights so that I can see it. They illuminate my path.
Oh,
they talk,
God,
they talk to
that.
Me. Like my wife's cooking and burns something and we get a little smoke. We know it's not a real fire. The voice comes on and says, you know, if there's smoke detected, the alarm's going to sound. And you can walk up to it and wave your hand at it to tell it that it's okay, it's not a fire.
And it turns off?
It turns itself off. it's super cool.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is
inside the oven.
Well, that's exactly what she was referring to.
My smoke alarm was a dinner bell.
Linda, yeah.
I love it.
Okay, enough of that laughing. You know, you can also tie security cameras to it too, so that you can literally get on your phone and you can push the right buttons here, and you can see every room in your house, see where the kids are.
We have that at our store.
Okay, see, so you know, if you can.
So before
do,
you get there, you can see who's in the store, what's happening in the store.
Yeah, but you can also see what's happening at the house too,
and I can hear them.
All right, and you can hear them too. Mm-hmm. Do your employees know that?
Yeah. It's actually posted.
So if they really say that about you, they know that you're going to hear it.
And it's posted on our door when you walk in that our facility is under both video and audio surveillance.
Is it? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have to.
We're downtown. We have to.
That's right. Yeah, tell me about that. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Our guests, James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine. We're having a good time here, and including hearing that the dinner bell in Rhonda's house is
Rhonda.
The fire alarm that goes off. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, good morning. My last segment here, and it's brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Give them a call at 222-2750. Yes, Christmas is over, but that makes no difference because what's coming up? Valentine's Day. That's right. And at Four Winds Jewelry, Leonard and Associates have all types of loose stones. They have Native American pieces that are just outstanding.
And of course, estate.
Estate jewelry.
Love it.
And they have a direct conduit to Israel in diamonds. And you won't find better prices anywhere. And the only watch repair person in town is at Four Winds Jewelry. No matter where you take your watch, if it has to be repaired, it's going to eventually end up at Four Winds. Head on down to a 2225 Hilltop Drive. Again, give them a call, 222-2750. Our guests, James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine, or Rhonda Ball and James Masada from, they're interchangeable, except James has a mustache, and Rhonda is much more attractive.
Rhonda has much the mustache, more attractive. Too.
She does not.
Well, we have a few minutes left in the show, and I know we've talked about that coffee shop downtown, which
is... Yes, Kickstart, the article, page 36. Very cool. You need to read that because it's a great addition to our downtown. And it's
and they do proceeds that are always
the
benefiting.
Money is faded, innovation housing. It's all put together by Jim Cohn-Sacker, who's a really kind of cool mover and shaker in our downtown area. I was just saying he's over right now in Africa doing some cool, probably humanitarian work. And they do, it's kind of like a, I don't know, motorcycle club coffee thing too. And they do what's called the Distinguished Gentleman Ride, which is done all over the world at the same time. And everybody is just really cool. They're like hipsters and, but anybody can go there. I went there for a meeting in this attire and I was, and I was welcome.
Yeah, they were welcome, but they did snicker at you.
So. Snicker. They snickered. Not with his mustache now. He's going to probably end up growing that and doing the wax on the end. Mm-hmm. So that'll be the next thing.
A wax job.
How about the final part of the book, which you'd like to highlight local?
We do just because I'm a little bit selfish because there are a lot more articles in this.
Oh, there's, so many. There are, you know what, as usual, it is an outstanding example of what's going on in the North State. Thank you. Very much. I realize this is a, it's a financially, it's a financially, rewarding product, but it's also a product that kind of reflects you two and everybody that works on the Enjoy staff of highlighting what's going on in a good sense.
Yeah.
So thank you.
That's nice.
Well, and I know that Linda likes to cover this portion, so let's not forget it, but it's, this month in our What's in Store section is the Beekeepers. And, this month we're highlighting, a wonderful new Bennett apiary out of Red Bluff. And there's always great pictures of the family, and this is one of the products we carry in the store. We're wildly successful this holiday with their product. And
They're really cool. Look at these beautiful candles.
So these are a lot of all handmade beeswax candles, star thistle honey with honeycomb still in it.
That is awesome.
And wonderful family, and you can see their cute little kids who participate. I mean, they're small children, and they have full-blown beekeeper outfits.
In the interview, Paige says, I love that our kids can be right with us home making candles or out with the bees working the hives. Titus 7 loves helping wick candles. Noah 5 enjoys the process of building the hive components. Isabel 3 is an amazing bee box painter. It's all about family. We're able to homeschool and raise our children along with starting a very busy and demanding business. Now, that is awesome.
That is. Yeah. No. Yep. And they're just as delightful in person as you see them in the picture.
It's just a nice
young couple.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Couple.
You know what's also very cool is they're very, this is very artistic. This is very farming. And yet they all have really great heads about them as far as running their business. And they do a great job of marketing and understanding the financial portion of their business. So it's not something they've just jumped in without any experience and knowledge. They've really thought this out well, and they have plans.
Unlike you and I, honey. When you and I jumped into the radio business, and we knew that radio meant microphone.
And you'll see the wonderful candles in Honey and so many other beautiful
products.
They're
very much like I am.
And you smell really good, so I want to know what the soap. You got to tell me it's a soap that you carry in the store, because James.
Well, okay. So
don't tell me it's monkey
called,
butt.
No,
it's called
not,
passion flower.
No, it's not monkey butt. But okay. I will tell you the name of it, and it's a new product by a Clear Creek Soap Company.
Oh,
and it's called Morning Wood.
Could you have said that right when we said it?
Thank you for
a great morning.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, James. Turn off his microphone now. And Rhonda.
That is the name.
I'm sure it is.
I'm now on the way to go get some morning wood.
Don't go far.
I'm going to go at the Enjoy Store.
You know, we just went from PG to, I'm not sure, PG-13
no,
on that
one. No, it's Clear Creek Soap, and it is sold at the Enjoy Store on Placer, California.
That's our newest edition.
That's right.
And it's going to be a bestseller, Morning Wood, right here. Been brought to you by KCNR and Enjoy Magazine.
Anyway, we are getting ready to leave. Tomorrow, Dr. Piyush Dhanuka joins us, and we're going to be talking about, I'm sure we'll be somehow be talking about Obamacare, but also freedom and justice and the American way tomorrow.
Thank you so much,
guys.
Thank you.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. No more same-sex marriages in Utah, at least for now. The Supreme Court has blocked such unions in the state while a federal appeals court considers the matter. More than 900 same-sex couples have married since December 20th when a federal judge ruled that Utah's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. Too cold to drive? The mayor of Indianapolis thinks so. With the temperature stuck around 10 below, Mayor Greg Ballard has banned driving unless it's an emergency.
We really just want emergency vehicles and people who are trying to find the solution to this, to help with the solution. And if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
The mayor tells WTHR-TV that the bitter cold is a bigger public health threat than all that snow.
We can always clear away snow. It's the extreme cold, and I want people to understand this is very dangerous, very deadly cold. And I've been out in this before. It's very dangerous. I want people to, this is not the time to...